Hi, I'm Paula Zahn, announcing the launch of On the Case, the podcast. Experience the most dramatic true crime investigations in a whole new way. Hear from loved ones on a relentless quest for justice and interviews with the detectives who piece together the mystery. On the Case with Paula Zahn, the podcast, premiering Wednesday, October 1st. Download it wherever you listen to podcasts.
What up, silly listeners? Welcome to the podcast that takes its silliness seriously, the professionally silly podcast. I'm your audible boom thing, Amber Smiles Jones, and this is the podcast where we shoot the shit, where comedy can meet any random ass topic that we discuss. And there's a lot of randomness on this podcast. I want to shout out all of my listeners, new and loyal. Thank y'all for listening. And okay, so last week, Chelsea got it off. She got it off. Like she had beef with everyone and everything. But I think KFC probably cut the deepest. If you haven't heard last week's episode, check it out with a friend. Have a few laughs because it was great. Chelsea, she went through a lot last week. It was funny. Today we have a mini-sode, and damn it, I earned it. I sure did. If you're new here, I often say we have a mini-sode, and then I'm like, no, this is going to be longer than I expected. No, this is a mini-sode. Damn it. Okay, I mean it this time. So this week, we're going to talk about a black man that is now worth billions of dollars. Yes. And I've also got a horror story that a lot of horror stories that would make a server cringe. I've been a server before, and I have seen the way that people treat servers. I've been treated like, But before we get to the silly, do me a favor and leave a 5-star and written review on whichever platform that you're listening to. Hook up your Audible boo thing with more opportunities to earn more listeners. If you haven't already, subscribe to the podcast and download the episodes. All of those things actually help out my podcast way more than you think. So subscribe, share, you know what I'm saying? Leave me a 5-star review, all of that good. And download those episodes. I don't know why, but it does help. Plus, you can get pro silly with me without needing any Wi-Fi or data. So we are going to go to the silly after this ad because, look, I need my $10, damn it. I keep telling y'all this every week. I need my $10. It's the Professionally Silly Podcast. So I've been a server before, and I gotta tell you, some days they just plain sucked. They sucked a lot of ass, a lot of dirty, crunchy ass, like bad days. I've been a server in bars, restaurants, and the club setting. I've been a bartender and a barback as well. And if you're not aware what a barback is, that's the person that keeps the ice, keeps the ice poured. Make sure ice is always there, kegs are changed, fruit is cut, bottles replaced. And sometimes they also clean the glasses and shot glasses too. So they keep the bar afloat. They keep the bar in order so the bartenders don't have to worry about that. And they can concentrate on giving you customer service and making these bomb ass drinks. It all works together. Now keep that in mind. When tipping bartenders, most places make the bartender split their tips so that the bar back can get a cut. So keep that in mind. You leave a bartender $2, they're most likely going to get one of those dollars if they're honest, you know. All right. So one thing I can tell you for sure is that people can be complete assholes to people in the service industry, no matter what your job is, whether you're a server, bartender, shit, nurse, like whatever. You know what I'm saying? If you're doing something, a service for someone else, people can be dicks. Customers are dicks. Okay. If you've ever done time as a server, then you know exactly what I'm talking about. Today, I came across a couple of server stories that made me cringe. I was telling you guys earlier that I've been a server before, and I've experienced a lot of rude, entitled-ass customers. Funny enough, a lot of them were female, now that I think about it. I don't know what this says about our gender, but ladies, let's do better. A few men, you know what I mean? I don't know if you've ever been a server before, but have you ever had that nightmare when you're like asleep, right? You're in bed, and then you wake up, ah, shit, I forgot the ranch! You know? I can't tell you how many times I've been woken out of my sleep in a panic because somebody's Diet Pepsi didn't get refilled. Like, what the fuck? I hated that shit. That's so weird. I hope I'm not the only one that experienced that one. Okay, so enough about my horror stories. Let's go ahead to the one that I found here on thoughtcatalog.com. This is written by Aaron Cosetta, and these server stories are insane. So this first one, it really pissed me off. I don't know if you noticed, but my tone has changed. It angered my soul a bit there. So let me share this feeling with you. So I used to work as a waitress throughout high school. We had one lone man come in the afternoon who was particularly difficult. He complained that there was nothing on the menu that he wanted to eat and our prices were too expensive. After patiently trying to give him suggestions of popular dishes or specials, he tried to negotiate on the prices on things, offering to pay half of the price listed on the menu. I told him that I wasn't authorized to make changes to the prices on the menu, but that I would get my manager to come over and speak with him. Ugh. Pause in the story there. I really don't want to be this manager right now.
Yo, like, I'm on break. No, I'm on break. I'm on break. Nope, I'm on break. You have to get somebody. I'm on break. Okay, I have to do my job? Okay, I quit. Fuck it. Fuck it. They're hiring at the movie theaters anyway. Bye.
Okay, I do not want to be that manager. Let me get back to the story here. This person goes on to say, after him trying to dicker with my manager, I don't know what dicker means. Is that like a, maybe this is in a different country or something. I don't know what that means. All right. After trying to dicker with my, it could be like a typo. Moving on. After him trying to dicker with my manager, who was extremely patient, she told him simply that the prices listed were the prices that they charge for the food. And if he wasn't happy with the selection or pricing, there were plenty of other restaurants in town that he could eat at. He ended up ordering something off the menu. I served him pleasantly and promptly and brought him his bill. When I came back to get payment for him, he left the exact change for his bill on the table. He then took a nickel. This is the part that pissed me off. He then took a nickel, spit on it, told me that was my tip, and threw it on the ground under the table. I told my manager, and she escorted him out to the restaurant and told him he wasn't welcome at her restaurant anymore. This man spit on a nickel and threw it on the ground and told her, "That's your tip." I don't know why. I just feel like he sounds like that. "That's your tip, cunt." What? That is so fucking disrespectful. Ooh, I'm gonna be real with you. I would have been fired that day. Now, back in the day when I was serving, it was at a time where it wasn't, "Hey, are you guys hiring?"
"Yeah, did you apply online?"
That's always what they fucking say now. And your application gets lost in a sea of applications that I'm not even sure they read or go through. But back in the day, you could just walk into a place, you know, wow them with your personality, do your thing, blah-de-blah, blah, get the job, bing, bong, boom. So getting a job for me as a server was not very difficult. I just walk into a place and I would get the job. My personality was great. Customers loved me, although there were a few that were dicks. When I was a flight attendant, which is pretty much a server in the air, except you wear many, many hats, including sometimes we have to go ahead and don those medical equipments that y'all don't see on the plane. But, you know, the thing is that when I was a flight attendant, I did so well. I was getting tips as a flight attendant. I didn't even know that was a thing. And so when I received tips as a flight attendant, I started doing it when I fly because I know exactly how much work goes into it. Like, "Oh, here, this 10 is for you." I don't say it like that. I say, "Thank you so much." And that's it. But no, I get that. But this son of a bitch, he spit on the nickel and threw it under the table. That made me so livid. I could taste it when I read it. How can someone treat another human being like that? I feel like I would have lost my job. Like I was saying earlier, I would have lost my job with the extremely loud tongue lashing that I would have given that man, the profanity that would have flowed through my lips like a freshly poured glass of molten lava. Okay? What?
Now I'm really mad.
I would have made this man feel horrified that he was born. I'm going to make him jump back into his mother's vagina to be unborn because of the tongue lashing that I just gave him, the embarrassment, the emasculation, it wouldn't have gone down. But luckily for me, back in the days when I was a server, social media wasn't a thing. So, you know, we got away with a lot of shit. Good times. So first of all, it's 2023, damn it. Okay, if you don't like the menu or the prices, then get the fuck up and then get the fuck out.
Get the fuck out of here, bitch!
Because this guy clearly wanted a problem. I hate when people say, I don't like this place, but I'm going to stay and be a complete ass. If you don't like what you see, leave. Don't be a pain in the ass and ruin everyone's goddamn day. Fuck this man and his parents for bringing him into this world. He needs to try to jump back into his mom's vagina because I'm sick of it. I'm sick of it. Next up... Probably the richest black man in the world is the Professionally Silly Podcast. Okay, I have no idea what my net worth is. Just no worth. But I'm pretty sure that it's under 20 bucks. But the man I'm going to tell you about is Jay-Z. This motherfucker isn't just rich. He's wealthy. Just in case for people in the back, he's wealthy. Was that creepy? It probably was. He got money, bruh. He's good. His great, 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 great grandkids don't got to worry about shit. As long as they don't waste all his money, they should be, his entire family line should live on just fine. Okay, so let's get into it. All right. According to Forbes, he is now worth $2.5 billion. Billion with a B, in case you didn't understand that. $2.5 billion. I mean, he's got a lot of ventures. He's making money in his sleep. I can't even imagine. And that's the best way to make some money. That's the best way to build wealth, is to make money in your sleep, if you can find a way of doing that. You know what I mean? Over $50 million in real estate alone. $75 million from his music catalog, which, let's be serious, the man is one of the best rap artists to ever live. Respect on his name, y'all. All right? $100 million from Tidal. $100 million right there. $75 million from Roc Nation. $70 million from Uber, because apparently he put some money into that. Shit, I didn't even know that. And more, a lot of shit that I don't even know about. You know what I'm saying? He also owns alcohol brands. Like, I'm gonna try to say these names, but I'm gonna fuck it up. But you know, y'all can Google it too, damn it. All right, so Armand de Brunac. Champagne. Yo, let me ask Siri. Hey Siri, what's the name of Jay-Z's champagne? Hey Siri, why she ain't on? I think she's unplugged. This bitch. Oh, that's why. Because your name's Alexa. My bad, bitch. Not me trying to talk to Alexa. But calling that bitch Siri, no wonder why she wasn't listening to me. That's not my name. That's not my name. Oh, my God. I'm sorry. Alexa, I'm sorry.
Don't worry about it.
Alexa, what is Jay-Z's champagne brand name?
From ecr.co.za, Jay-Z's champagne brand, known informally as Ace of Spades, has been more than a fantastic success since it came out.
Shit, see, I didn't even know about that one. That wasn't even the one I was looking for. But yo, that champagne that I can't pronounce, Armand de Brunac, I don't know, champagne, that got him over $310 million. De Luce, I don't know how to say that shit either. His cognac, that got him $100 million. Clearly, I'm not fancy enough to even know how to pronounce these things. I probably can't even afford them, if I'm being real. but he's made money plenty of other ways as well. So, yo, Jay, if you are listening to this podcast episode right now, yo, I can borrow $20 right quick. I was gonna get some dinner from Popeyes. You wanna? All right, you ain't got to. All right, that's cool. All right, so next up, let's get into another horrible server story. This is the trigger warning because this one is it's gross. It's gross as fuck. So it's the Professionally Silly Podcast. Alexa, thank you.
You're so welcome. Your kindness really gives me a charge. Have a good Wednesday afternoon. By the way, you have a new notification. Do you want to hear it?
Okay.
One new notification from Amazon Shopping. Last month, you bought OtterBox iPhone case on Amazon.
What?
How many stars would you rate it?
That was Chris's. 5.
Thanks. Your rating will help other customers make better choices.
All right, bitch. All right. It's the Professionally Silly Podcast. Okay, so listen, I gave you a trigger warning before. I had an entire conversation with Alexa. Y'all know you can't say her name. But just hearing the word vomit, it fucks you up. It does for some people, you know. So if you can't hear that word, you might want to skip this story because it gets gross, really gross. So this is coming from Cosmopolitan.com, article written by Kate Beckman. This server story is not lovely at all. So it reads, oh my God. Okay. A lady was sitting in a booth and puked on herself and just continued eating. She waved us over, told us she threw up on herself and the seat next to her, and then just sat there and continued eating as we cleaned it up from around the seat and her. She didn't even leave a great tip. First of all, the fact that this bitch threw up and then continued to eat, what the entire fuck? That's a lot. I guess she made some room. I just need to know, what was she eating? Like, what was so damn good that you wouldn't ignore the fact that you vomited? And you'd think to yourself, oh, that was weird. Well, I'm going to go ahead and finish this fill in the blank. What was she eating? Fried catfish, macaroni and cheese. I hope it wasn't cream-based like an Alfredo or something. Can you imagine? There's no way that she didn't get some of that in her plate. I'm just saying that is nasty. But how can you eat directly after that? That is gross. I am concerned. Also, those poor servers. And the busboys / girls, I don't know, but whoever had to clean that shit up, first of all, there are no janitors at restaurants. Okay, the servers, the bartenders, the busboys, whatever, you know, they have to clean that shit up. The managers, you know, then this bitch had the audacity not to leave a great tip. Are you kidding me? You know, if that were me, I not only would I have left. I definitely would not have finished eating. I would have left. I would have just left like a fucking 50% tip if I can afford it. I would 100% if I can afford it. My God. No, would not have stayed. I once tipped a Starbucks barista $20 and I never even got my coffee. You know what? That'll be the third server horror story of this episode. Okay, it's the Professionally Silly Podcast. This segment is for my male listeners. The internet is an annoying asshole. I come across the most random shit. All right, so fellas, I want to know, how many of you, or not even just fellas, anyone listening, how many of you have heard of something called the suicide wank? What is that? Thank you, Urban Dictionary, for this random bullshit. So if you haven't heard of a suicide wank, allow me to tell you what Urban Dictionary says, and then we'll get back to my horrible Starbucks experience. So a suicide wank is when a guy is masturbating, but just before they complete their task, you know, and release the Kraken into like a sock or wherever it is they do it. Right before you complete your solo journey, you call your parents into the room and try to finish before they get into your bedroom. The goal pretty much is to complete your solo service before you're caught before you're caught pretty, I guess, white-handed by your parents. I don't know. I guess you can call anyone into the room if you want, but the race is on. Who the fuck would do that? Like, yo, people are weird. No, thank you. If I have a listener that has ever done that before, please, please email me about it. I promise to God, if you want to be anonymous, I will disguise your voice, or I'll just give you a fake name. But I just want to know, has anybody done this shit before? Oh my God. That is a suicide wank. Jesus. Oh my God. I can't even watch a sex scene with my parents. Are you kidding me? Remember we talked about that. That shit. Oh my God. Next, let me tell you what I witnessed as an almost customer at Starbucks. I watched a barista not throw hands at someone who completely deserved it. It's the Professionally Silly Podcast. I was at work, right? I'm a delivery driver for any new listeners right now. And I'm about to share with you my horrible Starbucks experience. And so there are some places that I deliver to. It's a lot of businesses. In this particular place, we were delivering to a Kroger, right? And you know how some of the Krogers have like Starbucks inside of them? So I decided, yo, I'm gonna get some coffee. It's like legit 6:30, maybe 6:45 in the morning, because I had just delivered the load that I needed to deliver. And I was like, yo, I'm gonna need some caffeine to make this drive back. And I was actually training someone at the that day as well. She was a really nice person. Anyways, we decided to get us some coffee. It's early as shit in the morning. They just opened. There is no one in the store. We were literally like the only ones in the store. And so the barista has like a sign on the Starbucks, and it says something like honey almond milk latte or something. And I was like, oh, that looks good. And I was curious. I asked her who drew the sign, because the artwork was really cute. And she's like, you know, oh, it's just an employee. And, you know, they do an artwork and blah, blah, blah. And, you know, and then all of a sudden we hear like this really loud, intrusive, ugly voice behind me.
I don't have time for this. You guys need to hurry up. I need to get to work.
And I was like, oh, shit. She kind of scared us, because nobody even knew this bitch was back there. Like, what? You know what I'm saying? Literally must have just walked up and just started talking. And so I stepped aside. I said, yo, go ahead, you know? And so she's like,
well, I want this low fat and this and that and no foam and blah, blah, blah.
Just a pretentious ass order. Right. And so the barista is trying to tell her, well, ma'am, we don't have that particular flavor at the moment.
And she goes, that's bullshit. You guys say that every time I come here, and every time I do this with you, I make you go back there and get it. So why don't you take your ass back there and get it?
And I looked at the person, at my trainee, and I'm like, the fuck? And then I looked at her, and she's in a uniform. And then I remember, oh shit, I'm in my uniform. I can't really say nothing, you know what I'm saying? Because it was just so rude. So this barista, this poor woman, she's like fighting back the urge to be like, bitch, who the fuck? You know what I mean? And so, but she goes back there and the manager hears this, because this lady is yelling. So everybody can hear what the fuck is going on, right? And so I said, you know what? Let's just go ahead and go. So I was about to walk away and I thought to myself, what a fucking bitch, because she's still yelling from behind. The barista apologized to us before she walked away. She said, I'm sorry, I'll be right back. I said, no problem, take your time. I was just trying to be nice, you know. And then this bitch, I'm just going to go ahead and call her Karen, because it's, you know, she's like,
no, don't take your time.
I said, the fuck? Whew, the power, the endurance that it took me not to just be like, bitch, who the fuck? Because she wasn't speaking to me, but she was rude to me to begin with, just came up with a fucking attitude. She affected my energy. I allowed her to. And I wanted to give her a piece of me, because I'm a very nice person until I'm not. Okay. I'm a Gemini. Y'all know what the fuck is up. So do not fuck with us. Anywho, so this woman, the barista, she leaves and she comes back and she comes back without, you know, the flavor or the syrup or whatever that bitch wanted, because the barista told her we don't have it, but made her go to the back. Now, the Starbucks in the back, when it's inside a Kroger, that means the back of the entire store. It's not a Starbucks. It's a Starbucks that's inside of a Kroger, usually in the front, which means the back, the refrigerated area, is way in the back of the store. So they have to, she had to go all the way across the store to do that. Okay, so that, oh my God. That lady was just ridiculous. So she comes back and I see her talking to a supervisor, and me and my trainee had to go. So I catch up with her and I said, hey, I am so sorry that happened to you. But what she didn't know, that while she was back there searching, I bought something from Kroger so I can get cash back, like $20, you know. So I decided when she come back, I was going to say, hey, and this is what I said to her when she came back. I said, hey, this is for you. I have been where you are under many different jobs, because I've been a property manager, a flight attendant, a server, a car detailer, a pirate. We'll talk about that another time. Now I'm a delivery driver. Like, I've done a lot of customer service, you know, retail, all of that. So I've had people treat me like shit, and I know how that can affect your entire fucking day. You know what I mean? I get it. And I just felt bad for her. And she was lucky because I had just gotten paid, so I could afford it. So I gave her this $20. I said, this is for you. Do not let this woman destroy you. Do not give her the satisfaction of ruining your day. You kill that bitch with kindness. But also take your manager over there, because she is kind of a bitch. And, you know, a person can only take too much. You know what I'm saying? So she said, oh, my God, thank you. I don't. What can I make you? I said, no, don't worry about it. We actually got to get going. Maybe next time. Yeah, I never ended up going back to that particular place, but I don't like when people treat people like shit. And I could not go off on that woman the way I wanted to. She didn't even give me any service, but it was just a gesture. And I could afford it at that time. And I think she needed some goodness. Plus, I couldn't get change for the 20, so I just gave her the 20. It's fine. It's fine. Don't worry about it. It's fine. So if there is anything that you can take from this podcast episode, it's don't be a dick to service workers. They work hard and they don't need your shit. Okay. Work that shit out with a therapist, not the strangers who are trying to just do their jobs. Professionally silly life rules. First of all, I want to thank you guys so much for listening. First of all, all of you are fucking titties. I love it. I love all your faces, but most of all, your ears. So subscribe to this podcast on whatever platform that you're using. Also, do your girl a favor and leave a 5-star written review for this podcast, especially on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. Speaking of Spotify, I could definitely use 5 stars over there. It seems that there are some people who don't like my show. And you know how it is when people don't like something, they are quick to be like, 1 star, I hate it. But when people enjoy something, they don't go out of the way to compliment. They don't go out of the way to give 5 stars or whatever. They just say, oh, that was great. I'll go back, which is nice. But the best way to help any business, the best way to help any creator, the best way to help anything is to leave a good review on whatever service that you're enjoying. You know what I mean? So, help me out. help me beat the haters, bro. Help me beat the haters. And also Apple Podcasts. They have no idea who I am. So if you can go ahead and leave a 5 stars over there too, that'd be great. Help me help them know that I exist. If this is your first time listening, come on back and join in on the silly. And don't forget to binge all the episodes that you haven't heard yet. Go ahead and start from the beginning. Grow with me. Also, share this podcast with a friend, because there's no need to hog all the silly for yourself. You don't have to do that. Don't be a silly hog. It's rude. Check out the podcast Twitter and Instagram at It's Pro Silly, ITSPROSILLY. And of course, the Professionally Silly podcast group on Facebook. If you have any silly story ideas, or maybe you need some advice, or maybe you want the opinion of P Silly listeners, or maybe you just want to email me a question or tell me how much my voice changing your entire life, like the sound of my voice gives you such relaxation beyond your measure. Maybe not all of that. You probably won't say all those things, but you can always email me at it's professionally silly @gmail.com. If you would like to, you can leave me a message with your voice on my Google Voice number, 805-664-1828. You can text that number as well. Check out the show notes for some bonus information. I got my social media stuff. I've included my link tree, which has the links to all of my most used social medias and platforms. And for those of you interested in writing or sending things, my P.O. Box is down there as well. Amber Smiles Jones, P.O. Box 533, Lovejoy, Georgia 30250. You can send anything that you would like, and I'll actually have an unboxing video on my YouTube channel so you can enjoy the visual silly with me. Once again, I'm your audible boo-thang, Amber Smiles Jones, and thank you so much for listening to the Professionally Silly Station right here on Spotify for Podcasters, where I take my silliness seriously. And I'll leave you with this. Cemeteries would be way more interesting if they put the cause of death on the headstone. These are the things we should be thinking about. Yo, it's silly, I hear y'all.